One, two. One, two.
Check one, two.
CRU.
CRU.
Bubbling. Oh, man. So we're here. And you know what we're doing. It's about 5, 4, 3, 2, whatever. It don't matter. Lay ill kid out on your soul. Hold it down. Bring the street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh, yeah. Coming with another wonderful episode of Beats, Vibes, Life. This is the place where I bring an album. He brings an album. We talk about it and see how we feel. Now,
yep.
Like I said.
Yep.
He brings an album.
Yeah.
Who is he? To my left, I have the one, the only, producer extraordinaire, Architron.
How y'all doing, YouTube world? Woo! How you doing, IG world? If you're on IG, follow us on YouTube right now. You can go to my link. It's in the description. Mm. And it says Nerd Soul. Go on there. Get us live on YouTube.
Click it. Hack it. Do it.
All right. At y'all. Now, who do I got to my right?
You got Nerd Soul, NERD SOUL. I don't have a shirt on today. Don't ask no questions. Look, sometimes you just don't got the shirt. And today, I ain't got the shirt.
Don't
but
add
Nerd
him.
Soul on the inside.
Well, actually, add him.
At him,
please.
But on the inside, it's still Nerd Soul.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see people up in the chat. We got Marquise Collins holding it down. Say they ready for that E double. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Say what it do, Death Squad 1 had it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So today, I brought it out. My album is Pete Rock, Return of the SP-12 Honey. Mm-hmm. He brought an album, which is?
Eric Sermon, Vernia.
Ooh.
But at the end of the album, you figure out what
Vernia is. So who you want to go first?
I went first last week. You go first this week.
Okay.
I think that's how I went.
At least. No, did I go first?
You always go first. I think last week I went first, guys. I always went first.
All right, cool. So, Pete Rock recently dropped an album. I'm a big Pete Rock fan. We got love for Pete Rock here. You saw the top 10 producers. You know we got love for Pete Rock.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, he got a new joint." I knew he had a new joint. He knew I knew. I was like, "Let's do it together. Let's do it on the show." You know what? I'll throw it to you real quick. What is Return of the SP-1200.
Return of SP-1200 is Pete Rock going through old beats from 1990 to 1998 from SP-1200. It was made by Emu from back then in like the late 80s, early 90s. All right, because it was the SP-12 and then it was SP-1200.
Okay.
The SP-1200 had more sampling time and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So it's his return to that machine. Okay. And the stuff he made on that machine during that time.
Okay. Now, as I understand it, the beats that we're hearing are beats from that time period.
Yes.
And he's just grabbing them and giving them to us. It's like an unreleased
album. He's grabbing them, mixing them.
Okay.
And letting J-Rock scratch on them.
Okay. So, there are some scratches and stuff. Yeah. Yes. You're right.
Some scratches you know that he wouldn't do in 98.
Yeah.
Because it's like Dilla and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And 1990, Dilla wasn't even known yet.
Yeah, so. He didn't even exist.
So you know it was J-Rock.
Well, I mean, he existed, but he didn't, yeah. So you know, I listened to him, mm-hmm. and for the most part, it's what you expect from Pete Rock. Here's who should get this album. People that love to listen to beats while they're like drawing or studying or just kind of like bobbing out around the house, you know, chilling. That album is very good for that. Like I was working at the house and at the office,
mm-hmm.
and it helps you just kind of like, you know, get into your groove. You're just chilling. You got some beats running.
Yeah.
The problem I have with this album.
Problem is a problem? It can't be a problem. It's Pete Rock.
Okay, all right. I won't say this.
Not in that regard, what the problem is.
Okay.
What the problem is.
The thing is with this album, it has a very similar feel to the Big Booty Express album that he dropped.
Peach Tremendals. Big Booty
Express.
BBE, yes.
BBE. Yeah.
Good one.
Barely Breaking
Even. That was a double on time.
Yeah, like I tried to do it. Okay. So,
see, now I didn't even blast the vision over there.
Bless the Boom Bap, MBNI said, just moved over from the IG.
Oh, I saw you over there. MBI. What's that,
1990? MBNI. Bless the Boom Bap.
Bless the Boom Bap. I like that name.
Yo, matter of fact, we have to do Return of the Boom Bap. We haven't done
that. We gotta call him Bless the Boom Bap, actually. We should just call him that. That's an ill name.
Bless the Boom Bap? What? That's the boom bap. Is it? See, it works. It works
for a treat today. Today is about the boom bap.
Thank you. So it's very similar to that. Mm-hmm. And where it's just like, hey, this is an instrumental. I'm going to just let it play. Which I think works in a lot of cases when you're just like, yo, I want some, you know, some dope beats to so I can draw to, or so I can do some homework to, or I can study to, something that's not super invasive. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a lot of words, a lot of, you know, like talking and skits and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not super invasive, so I can listen to it and kind of like do my thing, but still enjoy good music. But what I think he could have did here for return to the SB1200 is did a little flip on this. Instead of just playing the beat, I would have liked to see each beat in two different ways. The old one, and then him taking that sample. They tripped for a second, but we good. We back. All right, we back. We go. So see, pronounce money.
Oh.
Okay.
We pronounce money.
And thanks, y'all. LOL. I have a hip hop Facebook page titled "Bless the Boom Bap." You know what? Drop that link in here so I can check it out because I want to see it. I want to see that page. I would like to see him give us the old beat. Like, hey, this is Pete Rock. I don't know, 20 years ago, 20, 30. I don't know. What is it, 88? I don't know. 30 years ago, whatever. However long it is. Long time. Long time ago. And then have J Rock cut and blend to the new flip, like how he does it now. Now, of course, that changes the scope of this album, because now you have to be a more active listener, where it might not be as good for just working and doing homework and like studying and stuff.
Why wouldn't it?
Because now you have the scratch and you got the flip and you're like, oh, snap, you changed it up. You know,
it's like a DJ mix.
Yeah, but I think you would notice that more, but I would enjoy it more if that happened.
I wouldn't know. I would just put the beats in the dishes.
I think that would have been dope if he gave us the old joint, like, this is where I was when I was 20. I don't know how old Pete Rock is, whatever. And this is where I am now at 40, 45, 50, whatever, however old he is. Mm-hmm. And I think that could have been cool, man. I think seeing, because then you would have got two. You would have got the return of SB1200, like, I'm returning to those beats, mm-hmm. and I'm returning to the machine to do something new.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's weird because I'm disappointed, but I'm not disappointed at the same time. Because like I said, I let the album run like three times back while I was at work, and it works just fine. It's not like the beats are bad, but when I was thinking about, man, we could have did something cool, it kind of flipped it. And now I feel kind of disappointed that we didn't get that. Or maybe he didn't have the time, or maybe he was just like, yo, man, I ain't trying to do all that. Or, you know, whatever, or maybe he doesn't remember those samples.
I would take,
who knows?
That idea, partial of that idea is what was Ha's idea.
Okay.
Just actually returning to the machine and making new music entirely.
Yeah.
So that, because he uses, I think he uses the MPC now. So it's like from the MPC to SP, I believe it's like a kind of, you had to have a different kind of mindset for it.
Oh, okay.
So
because of the way it samples.
Yeah. So I remember his first couple years of working with the MP, he was a little different. Like I was like, oh, his beat's a little different.
All right.
Or just like Alchemist, when he flipped from the ASR-10 to the MPC, it was a little different, a little weird.
All right.
But then he got a stride, it sounded like Pete Rock again, you know? Like, he found his way on it. I would have liked to see him return with that same mindset back on the SB1200.
Okay.
Which is actually more of a return to the machine. It's more like more of the same from that machine.
Yeah, because at first I thought he was like making brand new beats with that machine. And then when I found out that he wasn't, I was like, oh, okay, well, I mean, this is stuff that we haven't heard before. It could still be fun. And it is to a certain degree. But I was like, man, I really would have loved to see his take on this instrumental or that one, you know, now. So to see old Pete, new Pete, like, where are you at? How would you handle the sample?
Yeah.
Where would you break it up at? Would you drop the drums here? Would you bring in the, you know, like, how would you handle it? And see, you would be able to see a vast, like, growth of this artist. Like, wow, look at, like, yo, the way he cut it there was cool, but man, I like how he threw a little something, that, like, he threw a little flavor in here now. Or, man, he left the drums in here. He didn't put the drums right here. I kind of like that one a little bit better. It would be kind of fun to see that, but maybe at the same time he was just like, I ain't trying to do all that.
I don't know if he had the mind, like, I don't know if he had the thought to do that.
Okay.
I think he's in a different space now where it's like people always ask, oh man, maybe those ask for some of his oldest beats. Yeah. It's more like if you want to hear some old Pete Rock, hear some old Pete Rock for you.
Okay, okay.
I'm hoping that see what he could have did. So what he could have did is he could have did like a kind of, well, I gotta go Nelly though. A sweatsuit kind of sweet
kind of situation.
Where he would have did one side of
the return, sweat,
and then like the other side would have been a new P-Rock album. Maybe a compilation album, like a new Soul Survivor, something like that, and that vein. Where it's like, oh, it's not just an instrumental album, it's actually.
Or something similar to, similar to like what Madlib does, he was sort of doing it with this album, and he's never done anything like that before. Like do something where there's a lot of cuts, a lot of cinematic scenes, a lot of, you know,
yeah.
A lot of, like kind of like the Bill Cosby suite or something. Like,
yeah, I don't think he can. Not saying I don't think he's incapable. But I don't think he's thinking like that.
Okay, okay.
Not saying it's like he's an idiot. Or anything. I'm just saying. That's a different way. You gotta have a certain mindset for that.
Okay, okay. Like,
Madlib is a whole other animal. That dude's crazy.
And Markeith said made a comment about being cinematic, like, you know, kind of having that feel and that vibe to it. So that's where I am on this. This album is, it's not that it's bad, it's that I feel slightly disappointed in a weird way, because like I said, I like it. There's nothing that I think is particularly whack about the album, but I just, when I listen to it, I'm like, I get ideas about like what more could have been done with this album. And that's where I think I feel like I'm kind of,
It's like what could have been. Like you were, the idea of going back is great, but it should have been like, okay, Mobb Deep released, when they released that Infamous Sessions album, whatever.
Okay, okay.
It had the Infamous Sessions, like old, like takes and stuff from Right Back At You and all kinds of stuff they had on Infamous, but it also had an album with it. New Mobb Deep with it.
Okay.
Like kind of having like, let's just have a collection, you know?
Cool.
So it's more just like, okay, it's OB. So if people want to hear new Pete Rock, they can get that still.
Yeah.
There's no new Pete Rock here. It's just an older album.
Yeah, it's just an old album with some new cuts. So how do you feel about it? How do you feel?
I feel the same way. I think you should have did an album with more. I want a new Pete Rock. That's all I want. I want new Pete Rock. I've heard some stuff you'd be giving rap and stuff. I'm like, why is this not on your own stuff?
Yeah, it's and slow to jump off of that. When shortly after Dilla passed, Pete Rock made a statement. I don't know if it was in an interview. I'm trying to remember where he made the statement, but he made a statement to the effect of, you know, Dilla's gone. I've got to step my game back up. I've got to get back into it, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I've got I've been sitting around, kind of like, he said something like, I'm an old king. You know, he's a new king. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even though he passed. And then, like, kind of, and I can't remember the exact quote, but something like, I've got to get back into it. You know, there's no one else kind of carrying the torch for this type of hip hop right now. Mm-hmm. So, like, I've got to get back into it. I've got to, you know, kind of get back, you know, back in the game and all that. And we did get that that P-Rock album sort of around that time period with
P-Rock album.
It was the next compilation joint, the Soul Survivor 2.
Oh,
so we had
Soul Survivor 2 or that's NY's Finest.
New York's Finest. I think it was New York's Finest. Sorry. New York's Finest.
That had some jams on it, bro.
Yeah. New York's Finest. Ooh, got some heat.
And
I was excited because I was like, oh snap, P-Rock's back. New York's Finest is on point. So I was expecting another P-Rock in maybe like a year.
That joint.
Maybe 2 years at the most.
That joint has some slammers on that one right there.
Yeah, Pete Rock, he definitely
some Blazini.
He showed up. He showed up on New York's Finest, and that's probably an album we'll do sooner or later.
That Jim Jones song. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, too. Yo, that Jim Jones joint, man. We roll, yo. It's, you know what? It's funny because he tailor made each one of those beats. Well, maybe not. Some of them might have already been done. But he made sure to pick the right person because Jim fits perfectly on that.
Yeah,
he got 914 on there. That was another gem. Like, the New York's Finest is on point. And I guess I was just expecting something more. And so if I was to score this, If I was to score this, I think I'd put it somewhere around a 7. Somewhere around a 7 where it's like, it's definitely better than okay, but it kind of sinks into the background because of what I wish could have happened with it. So like, if you turned it on right now, I'd be like, yeah, man, go on and play that. But at the same time, I have this feeling like, man, I really wish like I could have got this and then maybe another flip on it, or, you know, like a different take on it or something like that. Kind of like when they used to do alternate takes on like Miles Davis or John Coltrane or any of that. I think that could have been sweet. But yeah, that's where I'm at with. Okay. Your score?
What was your score?
Like right around a 7. Maybe 7.2 or 6.8, something like that. It's in the above okay range.
It's not even that the bees are whack. It's just like I was, like, you expecting something different.
Yeah, because so
I would give it a 7. I'll give the same score because I was feeling the same way about it. Like, oh yeah, man, I wish you did more with this idea.
Yeah, because it's not that any of the beats are particularly whack. Yeah. It's just that, man, I really wanted more.
Yeah. Even if he has some, I don't want to say somebody rap over, but it's got to be somebody from back then to rap over.
Yeah.
We got like Big Daddy Kane or like,
That could have been fun.
Rakim,
yo,
rap.
Yo, see.
Master Ace, you know, just like bring them all out.
That could have been fun. That could have been a fun album.
That's all I'm saying. That would have been,
look.
I would have liked that album.
Pete Rock, way more. Listen to me. All right, invite all those guys, you know what I'm saying, out to like, you know, out of Mount Vernon. Y'all got to go back to Mount Vernon.
Money earning Mount Vernon.
That's right. Go back to Mount Vernon and hang out for like a week, and just whatever y'all record in that week, that's the album. If y'all record 50
tracks,
forget all that.
They need to go to the House of Hits, man. They need to go see Marley, man.
All right. Okay.
Now we're doing a dream album.
If we could take all those people from like back then, like do you think like Light and Latifah would be
Light
there?
Light Latifah, bring them out.
Boy.
Bring them out. That's the return I'm talking about.
Man, if I had the money, I would make that happen right now.
That's what I would do. If you want to return it back to the 90s, early 90s to the mid to late 90s,
yeah,
that's what you need to do.
That'll be
the thing. It's not out of range because
not at all.
I mean, they got to get on it quick though, but because it already came out.
Yeah, but it would be dope.
I would look at that.
Now before we switch to the next album, Marquise Collins says, if Death Squad came back, would it work for the public? If it's hot,
I'd say
if it's hot, yeah. People are not allergic to good music. If it's good, people gonna play it. Remember, how long had Tribe been gone? Now, at the same time, you didn't have the thing with Fife, so I guess that people would say, oh, that affected it. But
no,
the album was still...
But no, the thing with Fife was before the album came out.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, people might argue me like, oh, well, people, you know, went and caught the album because they knew Fife had passed and blah, blah, blah. But it was good. It was good.
All things considered, Fife actually sounded like old Fife.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that was possible good. Because hearing him on a couple songs,
he wasn't there.
So I wasn't mad at, like, even if that was his last album, like, he went out pretty well.
Yeah. So here's my thing. If Death Squad dropped a joint this year and it was some heat.
I don't know if I want to hear that, though.
But imagine if it was good. Like, say you turn it on, you were like, woo!
Of course I want to hear anything that's good, but I don't think it's going to be good. Because we're going to go on the air. Because
we're segueing into your album, which is?
Eric Sermon, Vernia. So, I mean, let me find it.
I'm going to let you go first.
Don't be fooling me, because you know where I'm at with it.
I don't know where you at with it.
That's the thing.
All right,
most albums of artists that I... So we're doing an Eric Sermon, Vernia album. Like, most albums for me that, like, artists I haven't listened to in, like, 10 to 15 years, it takes me a while to kind of get into it. Okay. So when I heard this album, heard the first track to do RJ Payne rapping, I was like, okay, cool. Eric's not on the beat, so I'm like, it's just an intro.
Yeah, it's weird.
Whatever, okay. Then hearing them, like, the Wake Up, No Fear, I'm like, okay, get a little warm. Hearing the wave, I'm like, okay, get a little warmer now.
Okay.
And that, by the game, I'm into this album now. And in terms of like, I'm like locked in. I like, before I was like playing the game, I don't know, put this on. But then like, it made me kind of stop the game. Like, okay, let me check this out now. Let's see what Eric Sermon doing.
Okay.
So by the game with AZ and Styles P, AZ, Rip still got that
flow.
Still got that flow.
AZ still coming.
And right. I wasn't even an I'm not even an AZ fan. I was like, yo. Okay,
AZ still got it.
Okay.
AZ still got it.
Okay. So that joint, the No Malice joint, the Ray joint, Crit joint. Cabinets, interesting song. The cabinet reminds me of KRS-One. I'm a blunt and I smoke and I can't make up. Like talk about like the industry kind of thing. Like I like songs like that. I always like songs where you're naming people instead of like in terms of like 50 Cent in the bad way.
Okay.
You got your name in the good
in a good way.
Way.
Yeah.
I like that kind of. I like that. So actually, that may be one of my favorite songs on the low though.
All right.
The game actually may be one. The game and cabinet from Stay Real.
Yeah,
this is cool. Keith Murphy sounds very odd and weird on the song.
Yeah.
Zion, interesting song. The beat's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Exhibit sounds like he needs to gargle a little bit. David Bannon, I haven't heard David Bannon in like 10 years.
Oh, man.
And Shaquille O'Neal makes an appearance.
Shaq is on this album.
Mr. Twism himself.
You know what? You know what, though? His verse ain't bad.
His verse ain't bad. He said like, "Oh, Shaq from No Hooks."
Like, I was like, "Shaq Fu."
He's Shaq from No Hooks right there.
Yo, Shaq Fu came with it, son.
Twism, bro. The world is mine. The May Sound Crazy is interesting track. Interesting that Battle Cat on the beat.
Yeah.
Interesting track. Actually, the funny thing, my thing was out of order. So the 300E was actually the first one I played. I was like,
wow,
this is a weird start. It's a weird start.
Like this,
300E not my favorite. I could do without that song. All
right.
And then Vernier, which is actually is a sweet song, I would say.
Yeah, it's a sweet song.
And then you realize what Vernier is about. You're like, okay, cool. Surprisingly, I liked it. Surprisingly, like super surprising. Haas right now is probably watching like, yo, you
Haas,
like music?
Haas,
because
tune in. Wherever you're at, tune in.
I'm never a person who likes any, like if you old, like if not saying you old, but I'm like, if you make music and I haven't heard it in so long, there's a reason why I haven't heard it in so long, because I've stopped listening to you. Not saying that you got whack or anything. It's like, it's not for me anymore. But this is, okay, when I say I like it, I ain't saying like, yo, this is 100%.
Yeah.
I'm saying I like it. It's
like you can ride with it.
No, not even that. Like,
okay.
I got levels.
Okay.
This ain't probably never get played ever again. I'm weird like that. Like, if it comes up in my head again, like, yo, I want to hear that song again, it's rare that new songs in my head, I want to hear it again. Like,
oh, boy.
Like, especially something like this. This is cool. It's got that New York kind of feel to it. and it's an interesting song. It's an interesting album. You want me to score it before you talk about it?
I'll talk about it first. No.
You talk about it. I know you hate it. Go ahead.
How do you mean? I hate it.
I'm gonna close my laptop.
How do you know I hate it?
I know you hate it. Go ahead.
How you know I hate it?
I can tell by your posture, man.
My posture? Yeah, it's been the same the whole time.
No. I can tell by your posture and the way you're throwing little jabs and stuff. Let me go ahead and email blueberries.
Let me get my blueberries while you go there. All right. I don't ever want to hear this album again.
Say it again.
I don't want to hear this album ever again. Look.
Eric Sermon, man. He's just
Eric Sermon.
Rapping wise. I never was an Eric Sermon.
Eric Sermon. First, I'm going to address the chat real quick. Big shout out to Will33. Talk about bringing Chubb Rock. Don't sleep. Chubb Rock was nice. You know what I'm saying?
Never had Mark.
Treat him right. Now you better treat him right. Now, also, Will33 said something interesting.
What is that?
Tribe Called Quest last album should have had Ali producing it. Q-Tip's productions were horrible. I don't know if I can rock with you on that one.
I wish it had more Ali. I wish Ali was there more, but he was doing the Luke Cage soundtrack.
Horrible though. Horrible.
Nah, you wild with that one.
I don't know.
Ain't nowhere near horrible.
In my humble opinion. Now back to the Vernier. This is an album that sounds like it should have came out 15 years ago. This album sounds old.
No.
Eric Sermon sound old.
Even when he's talking about it, it's very old too. Like 5 years removed.
Yeah. I'm like
artists he's talking about it. They didn't really talk about the artists
Let me tell you what got on. The funny thing is the Game song, which I like lyrically, but I'm so tired of hearing people talk about how the rap game ain't the same. I'm so tired of that. Yes, don't get me wrong. I realize that the rap game is not the same. There are a lot of things about the rap game I do not like, and I say it all the time. But to make a song about it, it's like we have been down this road so many times.
Yo, rap ain't the same no more.
Rap ain't the same.
Yo, I can't believe it, man. Yo, these rappers don't rap the same, man. But you don't want rappers to rap the same because you said you don't like rappers to rap the same like you, right? So what do you
killing
want?
Me. This is want? If you want to change the culture of hip hop, if you want to change the temperature, if you want to change the way lyrics are perceived and received, why don't you just make some hot music?
Do the art that you want to see.
Thank you.